This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, right after a muted start that we saw of 2020, today again we actually saw the bulls pick up pace and the markets and get hang of the D Street as well. So could you sum up the day's market action for us? Because we've also seen the Nifty inching up to record closing highs as well.
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. And Sakshi, remember, you know, we've been talking about this, that the consolidation might not go on for, long, and we could see a breakout pretty soon. And that's what happened in today's trading session as well. And like we say, it was a terrific Thursday for sure. In fact, Nifty came within striking distance of hitting fresh record highs, while the S&P BSE Sensex rallied by more than 300 points, tracking strong global as well as local cues. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 320 points to close at 41,626, while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of nearly 100 points at 12,282 to end at a fresh record closing high. Now, mostly sectoral indices barring IT contributed to the move and ended in the green. In fact, the market breadth was also inclined strongly on the advancing side in continuation of the recovery in the mid-cap as well as small-cap space. Now, experts are of the view that GST collections, robust CapEx plan from the government and announcement of US-China deal signing date pushed the market higher, led by sectors such as infra, commercial vehicles, cement, as well as metals. In fact, the PMI data which came out in today's trading session was also positive, so that also added to the sentiment. If we look at the top Nifty gainers, and Tata Steel, Ultratech Cement and Tata Motors were the top Nifty gainers, and in terms of losers, BPCL, Bajaj Auto and Eicher Motors topped the losers chart.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand which were the sectors that really contributed to the growth in today's trading session. Also, which were the specific stocks where we saw maximum volume gain?
Right. Well, in terms of specific sectors, metal index rose 2.6%. Now, why not? Because we've seen some bit of clarity in terms of a trade deal between the US and China. That's why we're seeing some bit of advancement in metal index, followed by capital goods, which was up 2.1%. And infrastructure index closed with gains of 1.9%. Now, this comes after the finance minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, laid out the pipeline for around about 100 lakh crore worth of projects for the next 5 years. So definitely, we are seeing some bit of movement in infrastructure stocks. Well, volume spike of 300 to 600% was seen in stocks like Apollo Tyres, Grasim, ACC, Sun TV, Ramco Cements, Ambuja Cements and Ultratech Cements. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Ramco Cement, Apollo Hospital, Tata Steel Sale as well as Tata Motors. And short buildup was seen in stocks like Sun TV, PVR, Eicher Motors as well as Mindtree.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, there were a whole list of stocks again, which were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with Prakash Industries. The share prices of this stock surged about 20% today as the company secured allocation of long-term coal linkages of 1.69 lakh million tons per annum. Now, auto stocks also ended mixed in today's trading session. Share prices of Ashok Leyland and Tata Motors gained about 3 to 5% today, and Citi as well maintained its buy call on Tata Motors. Eicher Motors, on the other hand, shed 2% after Royal Enfield sales were down 13% at 50,416 units as against 58,278 units. Now, apart from this, Apollo Hospital share prices also jumped about 4% today after the company got an approval for Apollo Munich's deal from CCI, RBI and IRDA. Now, Clariant Chemicals India share prices rose more than 4% today as the company announced completing the sale of its additives business. Now, Sterlite Technologies share prices also gained 6% today after the company bagged about 1,800 crore rupees project for a high-speed rural broadband network in Telangana. Apart from this, from the banking space, share of Punjab National Bank climbed over 3% today after reports emerged that Nirav Modi's asset mortgage with PNB will be given back to the bank. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, if you could really help us understand the technical recommendations right now, and also what are the chart patterns suggesting for the charts on of Nifty?
Well, absolutely. Well, in terms of candlestick patterns, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it has negated all the previous negative patterns that we have seen as bulls look in a firm position to take index to fresh record highs. In fact, India VIX fell down by 0.95% at 11.49 levels. In fact, lower volatility suggests that bulls are holding the right, in fact, a tight grip on the markets, and every small decline is sort of getting bought into. Now, experts feel that once the Nifty registers a breakout above 12,293 levels, the next big resistance is placed on about 12,400. Now, what can intraday traders do tomorrow, that is Friday? Well, they can look for going long if Nifty sustains above 12,300 levels for more than 30 minutes on Friday and for a target of 12,300. Contrary to this, in case Nifty slips below 12,168, then a further consolidation or profit booking could actually set in. So three crucial levels to watch out for on Friday would be 12,195, 12,289 and 12,350. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,500 followed by 12,200, and maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 followed by 11,500.
Right, thanks a lot then, Shitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for on the index and a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.